Very, very quickly tonight, I am going to be speaking on the amplifiers of praise, of worship and praise. Amplifiers of worship and praise. The things that amplify the impact of your worship and your praise. Our objective tonight is understanding the spiritual forces that amplify the effect of our praise and our worship. Like I said before, there are things that we do that may be effective. But when they get amplified, they can become impactful. Normal things can be effective. But amplified things become impactful. For example, you are not hearing anything. I may be a bit effective, but I am not as impactful as I should be until the voice is amplified. In the same manner, you can praise. It can be effective to a degree. But there are things that you do that makes the praise impactful. And I'm going to itemize about 7 of those things tonight. Like, you know, we are in the month of worship and praise, and so we do a lot of practical praise. Number one is praising with thanksgiving. It's one thing to praise, but when praise is combined with thanksgiving, its effect shifts. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 19, you can read it all the way. He said, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be small." Keep going. "Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them." This is coming out of your praising with thanksgiving. "And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is he? Is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God." This is coming from praising with thanksgiving. Praising with a thankful heart. Not just singing, not just dancing. Psalm 100 from verse 1 all the way to verse 4. He said, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Then you will see the goodness of the Lord. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." So praising with thanksgiving. Praise with thanksgiving. Number two is praising with sacrifice. When you back the praise with action, you are not just saying, "Lord, I praise you." You did something. You did something to communicate your praise and to communicate your appreciation. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and in verse 26, the Bible said, "And it came to pass when God helped the Levites that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Uzzah died in the attempt to convey the ark. They didn't die. So instead of saying with mouth, 'Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. You are faithful.' They decided to not just do that, but to offer offerings and offer sacrifices. Your offering and your sacrifice is a multiplier. It has a multiplier effect on your praise. It has an amplifier effect on your praise. Whatever result just singing will do. Whatever result just saying I thank you Lord will do. When you merge it with practicality in sacrifice, it amplifies its results. The children of Israel began to praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And as they were saying that, all of a sudden something happened. Praising with sacrifice. Number three is praising with fasting. Many times we know praising and praying and fasting. But many people have not explored praising and fasting. That was what they did in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. The Bible said, now they were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord. There is a version of translation that said, as they worshipped the Lord, as they, can you get that for me? As they praised the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said. So they were not praying and fasting. They were worshipping and fasting. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting. While they were praising the Lord and fasting. I know that prayer is powerful. But remember that in the prison, Paul the Apostle prayed. It was after they sang and praised that the prison observed. There is an amplifier effect. When the fasting is not just, let me kill myself for God. Let God know I'm just, no. When praise is added to it, when worship is added to it, it shifts in levels, in impact. Praising with fasting. Number four, is praising in the spirit. Praising in the spirit. There is something about praising in the spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18 to verse 20, say, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs coming out of the spirit, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So there are spiritual songs. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15 to verse 17. Very, very. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. I will sing with the spirit. I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? This is the point number 17 I said. For thou verily givest thanks well. When you are tonguing in and singing in tongues, you are doing thanksgiving very well. But the other is not edified. He is just concerned about somebody who is there with you and you are doing this and the person does not understand. He's advising you that if you are able to do that, then maybe when others are around, try and see whether you can trust God for the interpretation and do it in understanding. But on your own. Or you can say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you for my car, for my house, in English. You say, when you are doing it in tongues, it's a multiplied appreciation. It is bereketesios thanksgiving. You say, for in the spirit, you verily give it thanks well. You give thanks very well, abundantly. This is some of our secrets. Most of the things that God has helped me to see and to do most times comes in the spirit of worshiping, in the realm of the spirit. Papa Yedeko laid his hands at the property at Canaan land when they took him there to see the property. He laid his hands at the place because he was very angry. How can you take me all the way from Lagos and take me to Ota Ogun State and say you have found land for church? This is no road to the place. Even now, you still have to struggle a little bit. Not to talk of 20-something years ago. You say he just wanted to, just for the effort of the people, just see the land and just turn back and say, what are you saying, Lord? This is the place. Wow. This is the place. This is which place? It's the place. Praising in the spirit. You don't need to have a singing voice. All you need to have is melody in your heart. What is coming out may not be on any key. It may not have any note. Am I communicating at all? It may not be on any key. It may not have any note. Praising in the spirit is an amplifier of, you just saw it now. He said, for thou that you give it thanks very well. Thou verily give it thanks well. Praising with us in the spirit, number five, is praising in the night season. It's great to praise in the day, but praising in the night season is an amplifier of the impact of your praise. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to verse 30, Isaiah 30, 29 to 30, he said, ye shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. You shall have a song in the night. Acts 16:25, where we just quoted, the Bible said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, then they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Suddenly, there was an earthquake. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. This happened in the middle of the night. You see the power of the midnight praise to give direction, to give direction. You shall have a song in the night when holy solemnity is kept and the Lord will cause his voice to be heard. You see the power of the praise in the night to break the yokes of imprisonment, to break yokes of imprisonment and open doors. Praising in the night season is an amplifier of your praise. Number six is praising in unity. Praising in unity. Praising with a heart of love. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13 to verse 14, we saw in the dedication of the temple of Solomon, it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, they were not divided, to make one sound to be heard, in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that a priest could not minister, could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. The glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Hallelujah. This was praising in unity. Not praising in disunity. Not praising where there is no love. Not praising in bitterness. Not praising in malice. Not praising in unforgiveness. And I want to speak to music teams and music groups and worship teams and praise teams and choir groups. When there is so much fracas among us, so much division and bitterness and grudges, it destroys the power of praise. But this is very, very important. It's one thing to praise God on your own. But when you praise God in the unity and the assembly of the brethren, you praise God in the company and congregation of the brethren, like we are tonight, it multiplies the effect of the praise. And I see multiplication. The glory came down. The glory, the house of the Lord was filled with the smoke. The glory of the Lord filled the house. And I see that same glory coming here today. You believe that? Say loud, amen. You believe that? Say loud, amen. You believe that? Shout the Lord, must say amen. Praising in unity. And number 7 is praising in uprightness. It amplifies your praise. Psalm 29 and in verse 2, it said, praise, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 11, he said, who is like unto thee, O God, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Where we read earlier on in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, if you read it from verse 11, the Bible said how the priests were arrayed. It came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by curse. And also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen. All that is speaking of purity, uprightness, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, they stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. This was the climate they were in when the glory fell and the power of God multiplied. Beloved brothers and sisters, I'd like you to practically engage in what you just heard. Praising God with thanksgiving, abundantly, profusely. Praising with a sacrifice. Lord, I'm not just singing with my mouth. I want to give this to praise you, to thank you, to appreciate you. And Solomon did that and the fire fell. Praising with fasting. You took a day to fast. Not just to fast and pray, but to fast and praise. Hey! I see a revolution happening to somebody here. To fast and worship. To fast and praise. To fast and worship. I do a lot of that. To fast and praise and to fast and worship. And then, praising in the spirit. Just simply put melody to your tongue in. Just melody. Shakoko bagada galagara te siti kalagada. Many times. While I'm in the realm of the spirit,
I get a download straight from heaven that appears like stockings that need shoes inside. I tell people 99% of songs that God gave me is not a matter of writing. It's a matter of receiving. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's a matter of mostly received. Received, and then you have the song, the music of the song, the melody and everything, and then the words that belong to those to that line just falls in line. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Praising in the spirit. Number five is praising in the night season. One of these nights, 12 midnight, after commanded the midnight prayer. The other day I asked us, take 30 minutes of praise in the night. It works like fire. Somebody took a 7-day midnight praise. 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 midnight praise. By the time the 7 days were over, eruption. The devil took off to hell. Doors closed, opened. Chains broke. Deliverance happened. Praising in the night season. And number six, praising in unity. As much as it lieth with you, walk free of bitterness. Walk in love with the brethren. Don't harbor hatred towards the brethren. And number seven is praising in uprightness. Something is happening here tonight. Did you learn something new today? Did you learn something today? If you didn't learn anything at all, thou verily giveth thanks. You verily, verily, truly, you give thanks more than what you know when you give thanks in the spirit. Stand up on your feet and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Lift up your hands and give him the thanks and say, Father, why I need you at the back of the mic. It is your turn to intercede on the mic. Lift up your hands and say, Father. Father. Everyone say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. In the name of Jesus, I receive your word. I receive your word. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to praise, with thanksgiving. I receive the grace to praise with sacrifice. I receive the grace to praise with fasting. I receive the grace to praise in the spirit. I receive the grace to praise in the night season. I receive the grace to praise in unity, in love. I receive the grace to praise in uprightness. We are mad and pray. For 1 minute. And thank you, Father, for your word. Let us see the Paranaganisa. Sorry, no man. Tolene Milara Hazari. Pray. Everywhere you are, pray. I receive that grace. 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 In God I am holding. Let me just take a break and set up for the next hour. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord has said and answered us in Jesus' name. I will pray in the spirit. I will also sing in the spirit. I will pray in the understanding. I will sing in the spirit. I will sing in the understanding. I want you to take 2 minutes and just feel free and flow. Tongue with the melody as the spirit gives you the utterance. Are you ready? Say, Father, thank you.
Father, thank you
for your goodness,
for your goodness,
and your mercies.
I
love you, Lord.
I love you,
and I worship you,
in the spirit
at this moment. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. You feel the oil right there.
Ina mama na soro, ina mama na soro.
Father, we give you the praise. He can learn at the door, learn at the city,
Hallelujah. How you feel?
That was sweet. That was sweet.
How do you feel? You can do this for 1 hour. Non stop. While you are in this mood, be listening. Insight drops. Light drops. Visions drop. Pen and paper. Right. When you flow from this frequency and you doze off a bit, there are things you could see, things you can hear. Hallelujah. You are combining the power of worship and the power of prayer together at the same time. When you did it, do it in the middle of the night, it is three things together. Prayer, worship, midnight sacrifice. When you are doing this in a fasting climate, would you like to take 1 more minute?
And there is active impartation is happening right now. Little piano,
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's one thing to teach something. It's another thing to impart it. What just happened now is an impartation. It's not just saying, this is pray. It's saying, let's pray together. As the disciples were with Jesus, something from him entered them. For somebody here today, your life is transformed forever.
Amen.
You step into its junction of direction. And you prayed. And then you shifted to worship. And then you shifted to worship in the spirit. And all of a sudden, bam, 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 bam. The light begins to come. I want you to celebrate your breakthrough for the next 7 minutes. In an explosive and excited praise. And then we'll shift into deeper worship in English. Hallelujah.
You feel, how many of you are high on the Holy Ghost right now? So I know some of you don't want to stop right now. When you go home, you can continue on your own. But help me shake the hands of seven people. Tell them I'm high on the Holy Ghost right now. I'm high on the Holy Ghost right now. Let's celebrate the King of Kings. Explosive has started. 7 minutes praise. Let's go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go.
Somebody, somebody, somebody. Everybody say,
I'm not.
waiting until your mercy found me. Everybody! Stretch out your hands and say, this boy was headed for hell.
I was headed for hell until your mercy found me.
Come on, come on.